As we can see here, not all Buddhist art is serene or meditative. Curator Maxwell Hearn.
This painting comes from the city of Ningbo, which was a coastal town in Zhejiang province and a center for the creation of these highly colored Buddhist icons, including saints and, as you see here, one of the Ten Kings of Hell. He's depicted as if he were a magistrate in the civil bureaucracy of the time. And in the foreground of each scene, we get a glimpse of the demons that also inhabit the netherworld, inflicting various punishments on the damned.
In Chinese Buddhist belief, the deceased soul passes through 10 stages in the afterlife. At regularly spaced intervals, each soul is interviewed by one of the kings, during which time he examines the soul's fate. Notice how the seated king is purely human, while the violent demons have colorful faces and spout horns and fangs. In 12th century China, belief in the Ten Kings was part of popular culture, and so were explicit, sensational, and lively images like these, many of which were created for export to Japan. The Ten Kings doctrine melded the more traditional Indian Buddhist beliefs about karma with Chinese Confucian values of harsh judgment and moral ethics.